ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസ് ആദി ഗൗർ ഭക്തവൃന്ദ ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ 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 രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ This excerpt from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 23, is entitled Description of Nagar Kirtan. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Now, please listen attentively to the description of this Nagar Kirtan. Hearing this will cut asunder the bonds of karmic reactions. Here is the list of some of the main devotees who came. Gadadhar Pandit, Vrakreshwara, Murari, Srivas Pandit, Gopinath, Jagdish, Vipra Gangadas, Ramai, Govinda Nandan, Chandrasekhar, Vasudev, Sri Garba, Mukunda Sridhar, Govinda, Jagadananda, Nandana Acharya, and Shuklambar. I do not know all their names because the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are innumerable. In the future, Veda Vyas will reveal all their names in the Puranas. What human being has the ability to describe the Lord's dancing with his unlimited associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions? The Sankirtan pastimes of the Lord are unique. Never before, in any other incarnation, were such pastimes ever revealed. As the kirtan picked up gusto, the Lord's joy also increased. The devotees were carried in waves of sublime joy. The Lord and husband of the goddess of fortune was dancing on the streets of Navadvip, and anyone who saw him became free from all sorrows. Soon it was dusk, but the devotees were perfectly engrossed in kirtan. They were oblivious of the material realm. Standing in doorways, millions of men, women, and children lined the streets, seeing the moving mass of men whose tumultuous singing of the holy name of the Lord echoed and filled the cosmos. Above this tumult rang loud and clear the Lord's own thunderous voice. The devotees replied with equal gusto, chanting the name of Lord Hari. Then, magically, as if by previous arrangement, all the torches were lit at the same time. Millions of flaming torches lit up the darkened sky, matched only by the millions of hearts kindled by the delight of sublime bliss. Words fail to describe the marvelous sight. One could be easily confused and wonder if it were a night of the full moon, or perhaps even broad daylight. Perhaps even Krishna himself had now manifested his Brahma Jyoti. Lord Chaitanya repeatedly called out the name of Sri Hari, and devotees became attentive. They surrounded the Lord with the kirtan party. All the devotees were decorated with flower garlands around their necks, and their bodies were smeared with sandalwood paste and scented vermilion powder. They all had various musical instruments in their hands, and they all looked more powerful than thousands of lions. The Lord looked around himself, and he saw his devoted servitors eagerly waiting to render him any service. He began to dance, lifting devotees to soaring heights of ecstasy. Everyone began chanting loudly, and whoever saw the Lord's moon-like beautiful face was released from the searing pains of material existence. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.